Blog Talk Radio.
Just like giving myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can.
Come on, let us know.
I give myself.
What happened? It's a generation embraces this. Come on, tell
them. Here I am. Here I am.
I can't.
I give myself away.
Thank you. One day you'll see. want you to put your hands together for the one, the only Bishop Carlton Pearson. Thank you. Thank you, precious people. How many of you can say the Lord has done some good things for you? How many of you folks from out of town had a little attack of the devil just before you got here or came here? How many of you almost thought you weren't going to make it, but the Lord somehow brought you through? Look at somebody and say, the devil has won some battles, but he won't win the war. One guy. I want you to remember this little song, one of the songs my mom taught me when I was a little boy. She, you know what, just catch on with me and sing it. It goes like this. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've set me free. Oh, no, Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me.
Thank you.
Some of you can remember that. There are a lot of things you won't forget that he did for you, but there's still a lot of things the Lord took you through that you don't even understand. You don't even understand yet why you had to go through it. But you know you just went through it. And your soul looks back and kind of wonder how you even got over. Did you see yourself going through something look like you were going to lose your mind or actually going to have a nervous breakdown? And somehow you flipped the page and the Holy Ghost that brought you to that thing. You ask the Lord why. But you got to know something. Some of the questions won't come. The answers won't come in this life. But a songwriter wrote a song that goes like this. Father alone, we will, come on. No one. Yes. Father alone, we will understand why. Somebody said, it's going to be all right after a while. Said, I'm going to make more sense later. Come on, say, all things work together for good to them that love God and those who are called according to his purpose. There was a little old lady, little old church mother named Mother Sherman. She was what we call a district missionary. She was the church mother of our church, the Jackson Memorial Church of God in Christ in San Diego, California. She went to heaven when she was 101, I think. And she was such a sweet little darling. She was about four. She looked like she was about 4'3". But a powerful preaching woman. And when I was a little boy, she used to say to me, she heard I was saved. I got saved when I was about 4 or 5 years old. And they heard about this little piercing boy that was saved. And she'd always come up to me and said, son, you get holding on? And I said, yes, ma'am, I'm yet holding on. She said, well, keep on keeping on, Nick, baby. She said it all the time. Every time I said, you get holding on, them old missionaries always going, thought you was going backslide between Sundays, you know. You get holding on? And I said, yes, ma'am. She said, well, keep on holding on, baby. She'd give me a nickel. And then when I get a little older, she gave me a dime. You get holding on? Yes, Mother Sherman, I'm getting holding on. You keep on keeping on, baby. She gave me a quarter. By the time I got ready to go to college, she was up to a dollar. I remember I came back from my freshman college year here at Old Roberts University. And I saw Mother Sherman. She said, baby, you yet holding on? I said, yes, ma'am, I'm yet holding on. She said, well, you keep on keeping on there, baby. She never did get above a dollar. She stayed at that time. But the last time I saw her alive, Bishop Morton, she was in a nursing home. And my godmother took me out to see her. She had lost her teeth. They couldn't find her teeth. She couldn't remember who I was. Our pastor, Bishop J. Blake, whose son Charles will be preaching in a little bit, Charles Blake. Bishop Blake had gone to heaven. Mother Sherman didn't know it yet. She couldn't remember the name of our church. And it kind of broke my heart. And I said, Mother Sherman, she said, where is your baby? I said, you remember me? She said, she's dead. I'm on the field. I said, where's your teeth, Mother? She said, I don't know. They done lost. I said, well, I'm Carlton Pearson. He used to encourage me a lot, Mother, when I went to church. He was always telling me to keep on keeping on. I was saved when I was a little boy, and your ministry has blessed me over the years. She said, oh, it be. I said, yeah, well, you were so sweet. She said, that's peculiar sweet. She said, you get holding on? I said, yes, ma'am, I'm yet holding on. She said, well, you get keep on keeping on. I said, well, I'm going to go, Mother Sherman. I just want to love you and pray for you. But there's one little song I want to sing for you before we leave. Now, she couldn't remember the name of the church. She couldn't remember my name. She couldn't even remember our pastor, Bishop Blake. But I sang this song.
By and by, we didn't even know it was done.
Come on.
And I want you to sing that old song that goes like this. In the morning, when I rise, in the morning. One of the first songs I heard her sing. They call it a congregational song. They're popping in testimony service. As soon as somebody would touch about them, they start singing this song. She was about 10 years old, maybe, when she sang it. She's somewhere about 6 or 7 now, don't you? She's the first one baptized in the Holy Ghost in our family. Why don't you take a little bit of the time to sing it in the morning? In the
Jesus. Yeah. I know that. Hey, hey, hey.
go on. This went on for 3 days at Azusa Street. They never stopped shouting. Blacks and whites and reds and yellows and browns. Don't care who came in there, they felt something. Come on, give the Lord a wave of it. Turn to someone and say, I know I've been changed. So the Lord made a big difference in my life. Say, I'm a changed person. Scripture says, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creation. How many of you used to dance in the world before you got saved? Somebody said to me one time, I don't want to be a Christian because I've got to stop dancing. We just said, we haven't stopped dancing. We just what? Change partners. I got a new partner and I'm changed. Remember that old song? I know I've been changed. Come on. Thank you.
Yeah.